You're listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, January 28th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Sunday's a big game. You know that.
49ers.
The craft beer explosion has spawned chefs and brewers working together to pair the style of beer that goes best with the food we'll be serving on Sunday. This according to Jake Maddox, the founder of the Brewer's Table Restaurant and Brewery in Austin. And he offers some expert pairing suggestions. So I thought I'd share those.
Okay.
With you. Pair your raw vegetables and dips with a nice cold pilsner. About the equivalent of raw veggies, they say it's very simple and nothing to hide behind when you're talking about a pilsner. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much true.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Guacamole pair with a West Coast IPA. Buffalo wings with a nice amber lager and with a slight bit of sweetness to balance the richness and spice.
Sounds Do
we care about this? Beef chili. He recommends something with a little bit of fruitiness to it, like a Hefeweizen.
A little bit of citrus to lighten it up.
Yeah, yeah. And who cares? Who cares? It's beer. It's chili. It's food. It's the Super Bowl.
Well, yeah. See, chances are you're going to have some guac.
Well, of course you're going to have guac.
And some dip.
And chili.
Some wings.
Yeah.
And some chili.
But you know, what's wrong with a case, what's wrong with a case of Bud Light? Come on now.
You're going to have beers.
I don't have to have beers. I got a case of Bud Light. It's going to be cold. That's what you got. It pairs with everything. Like pairing beer with snack food. Really. Well, I think we're just getting a little too hoity-toity for our own good here.
I think there's, maybe certain beers that taste better with pizza.
Eh, the one that comes in the pitcher comes to mind. What kind do you want? I don't care. What's cheap? It's beer. You're just going to pee it out. Let me tell you, you're just going to pee it out.
I have a pitcher of the happy hour beer, please.
Right. It's time for the Who Cares News.
If it's cheaper from the can, just open them up and pour them in the pitcher.
Pop a top. All right.
Meghan Markle's estranged dad.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Charming
Uh-oh.
Man that he is.
Uh-oh. I can see where this is going.
Oh, my goodness.
Ay, ay, ay.
I don't think he's ever read the book, How to Win Friends and Influence
People. I don't think so either. I really don't.
Because this is the polar opposite.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes. Oh, and he's just trying to get attention for himself. And he's getting it.
This is getting
it. He's got our attention this morning, so,
He has challenged Prince Harry to a duel.
No, come on.
Not with guns.
No.
Figuratively.
I.
All right. So he's challenged Prince Harry to man up.
Man up.
And to finally meet him, saying he would be happy to duel with his candy ass and whipped royal son-in-law. Those words right there would make me think, hey, I should meet this really
charming
fellow.
Father-in-law. Call me a candy-ass whipped person. Great. Wow. Great. Tom.
And fly down and see me, Thomas Markle told Good Morning Britain.
I think they teach royals how to do the duel thing. Because it's like, part of your history is to turn and duel. Maybe like the ones in the cartoons where when you hit the trigger, out comes the little
maybe
flag.
Maybe it's not figuratively. I don't know.
Remember that in the cartoons? The flag comes out of the barrel and says bang.
One round in the chamber cock, 10 steps, turn and fire. Man. That settled the score. The way he's been acting, I think he'd crouch on the ground before he gets to 10 steps. He's a candy ass. He's whipped. Well, Markle insists that his explosive interviews are his only shot at getting through to his daughter.
Only paycheck.
No, I think those explosive interviews are just kind of putting oceans between you, dude.
Yeah, it's not helping.
No.
It ain't helping, that's for sure.
His daughter has not spoken to him since he was a no-show at her May
2018
royal wedding.
No, of course not.
I'm at their mercy, he told the morning TV show. However...
Aye.
He bragged about being the key witness against his daughter in an upcoming court case.
What?
Noting that it could prove to be the only way he could get in the same room as his estranged daughter and her husband.
I wonder what that's all about.
I don't know.
Unless he's suing them. don't know if he, yeah, I don't know. I haven't heard. Maybe that's why she's in Canada.
I don't think she'll have to be in court.
I doubt it.
They got people for that.
They don't have people anymore. Remember, Harry, who is formerly known as Prince.
Oh, geez.
That's how that goes.
I don't know about that guy.
You don't, really?
Loose cannon.
What was the tip-off? really.
Hey, Martha Stewart is pretty good at Instagram.
Is she? I don't know. I don't follow her.
But you know what? Because she knows Snoop, and I think maybe Snoop could help Thomas Markle calm down a bit. Hey. I think he could bake him some brownies. For snizzle. All right. Even Martha Stewart's not immune to occasionally embarrassing her daughter with her pose.
Who isn't?
Isn't that the joy of parenting?
That's the joy of parenting. That and them getting their own damn Netflix account. That's when they really become adults. Right?
Martha told People that instead of her daughter, Alexis, advising her on what to post on social media, she actually tells her what not to post. So she says, I get calls from my daughter saying, you can't do that and you can't do that. Martha says, Alexis says, don't you dare do that. Don't you dare do this.
You're doing pretty good at that one, Morgan.
Martha will be in a new Tostitos commercial with her potluck dinner party co-star.
Of course she will. Speaking of. Yeah, yeah.
For the big game, unquote, this weekend.
Yeah, that's right.
She posted candidly while on set of their spot, pictured a Snoop's trailer that says Verde on it. Which translates to green.
He's in a Dunkin' Donuts commercial, too.
Yes.
We're talking about plant-based food.
Yes.
And it's like, of course...
Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be tons of people go and think there's pot in the donuts. There's not pot. It's just plant-based.
It might
marijuana.
It might depend on what state you live in.
That's true.
I'm going to head down to Dunkin' today, as a matter of fact.
So she says...
Check out their green donuts.
She says... A very appropriate name for the Snoop Dogg trailer on set today.
Martha Stewart never worked a damn day in her life. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Maybe she did.
I don't know. Bakes.
I was thinking that she used to work at the Playboy Club. That wasn't her. That was Gloria. Gloria Vanderbilt. Yeah. She was something. But she tried to be a model at one time. I'm like totally off base with this.
I don't know. Research that and get back to you, John Van Camp.
All right. You know who could be a model and might have been at one point, and I'm not sure that she was or not. But she's a darn good actress.
Like Halle Berry?
That would be Halle Berry.
Halle Berry, my only hope.
Mm.
Help me.
All right. That's it for us today. We got everything in, I think. Yep. Checked all the boxes.
Check.
All right. Back with you tomorrow. More frivolity and such. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.